Hi, this is Jeff Lozardo, UpRidge's Workday Practice Leader. And today I just want to take a minute to highlight talk about one of Workday's recent acquisitions and also talk about how they've their most recent quarter. So it was just announced they acquired Zimit, which provides CPQ software, so configure, price, quote. And they've worked with Workday before, but now it's been, they finally just decided to make the acquisition. So it's kind of interesting to see Workday make this acquisition. As we talked about recently, a few weeks ago, they made the partnership with Google. They've also had the FedRAMP approval as well to become a federal contractor. So all these pieces are very interesting with Workday. As you see, they're doing very well in their recent earnings, and actually over the last few years, certainly. But in the most recent earnings, they did very well as well in their performance. And they continue to build out their solution offering. And so this is just another component of that. So we're seeing Workday do a few things. If you look back, one, the acquisition of Peakon, and that has done very well for them, even in the most recent quarter, as far as the sourcing solution. And now Zimit for configure, price, quote, adding in and again tying into offering a more robust service offering. And certainly the partnership with Google, and again looking to expand their footprint, their reach into the market, and then even the FedRAMP approval they've done to become a federal contractor. So Workday very much in growth mode, and we're seeing that. I expect to see more of these kind of tuck-in acquisitions. Workday's not, generally speaking, we haven't seen it yet. It's not going to go out and make that large acquisition. Anil Bhusri has been very clear about that, in how culture plays such a critical role in making sure they have the synergy with their organization, maintaining that culture. So looking at how these acquisitions, how these companies fit in culturally, is a key consideration from Workday, and quite frankly, I think a smart one. When you have all this growth that Workday is going through acquisition and certainly through organic growth and hiring and the expansion they're having in the marketplace and expanding to other service offerings, geographically expansion as well, et cetera, it becomes really challenging with that explosive growth to maintain that culture, that corporate culture that's been so critical to their success. In many ways, they really do try to be or have tried to be kind of the opposite in some areas from a cultural perspective of the Oracles and SAPs of the world. I still think that's going to be a big challenge for Workday. We're starting to see some of that erode. But nonetheless, they are taking what appear to be, from the outside perspective, the right steps in doing that. And a big part of that is not just making big acquisitions to acquire market share, but it's really looking at those tuck-in acquisitions to build out the product portfolio and make sure that those acquisitions, that those companies have a cultural alignment or some similarities to Workday so they can seamlessly blend and transition to one company. And that's what we're seeing with Workday here. I do expect to see in the future, just kind of on a regular cadence, where it makes sense for Workday to make similar type of acquisitions. So you can expect that. If you're a Workday customer, you can expect Workday to be approaching you with these additional service offerings as they make these acquisitions. They're looking at, obviously, in twofold. One is, and they've done this with Peakon, and adaptive planning as well. One is to look at their install base, right, and use this as an add-on purchase, expanding functionality, expanding the footprint, and that certainly gives them an opportunity to do so. And the second part that Workday's starting to see a little bit more of is using these sometimes to be the initial footprint as far as getting a net new greenfield opportunity and then backselling in HCM, finance, et cetera. So again, it goes all back to Workday's expanded offering, the additional investments that they're making in growth in employees, in growth in their marketing activities as well, and certainly in the growth of their solution offerings. We still expect to see Workday obviously develop internally from their R&D efforts to keep building out their solution offerings, but it's not a surprise to see these type of M&A deals out there. And I would certainly expect to see more in the future with Workday. So again, if you're a Workday customer, just things to keep in mind. Expect that Workday might approach you with these additional sales opportunities. And if you are looking at them and considering them, whether it's expanding your footprint or maybe you're not a Workday customer today, but you're looking at some of these solutions or potentially down the road, keep these things in mind. It's helpful to do that, to certainly leverage these as part of your negotiations. Workday is always looking to expand, and every time you have some sort of negotiation with Workday, whether it's a renewal, a net new opportunity, or a footprint expansion, it's opportunity to level set or reset the relationship to some extent. And we always highly recommend that organizations use that opportunity Because without those sales opportunities, it's not as though if things go a little sideways with Workday or you have a business downturn, you can't necessarily expect to be able to go back to Workday and renegotiate your deal. You really have that precedent in place. So it's really important that you use each one of these additional purchase opportunities as a means for solidifying or course correcting any areas that you think need improvement in your commercial construct as well as your relationship.